Sorry, I just do it automatically out of like.
All right, let's get it.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day. If I sound distracted, it's because I am. Hey Trey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself, man?
I am great. It's been a crazy day.
I'm sorry, man.
It's mainly my kid's fault, so if it makes you feel better, just playing. I had to go to the hospital with my daughter. And we'll talk about that more.
Oh, wow. She's good.
She's good. She just had crazy coughing situation, so that's all.
Crazy coffee situation.
Coughing? Yeah, she was coughing. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you're saying it right. I just was confused.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, one more second here. How are we doing on seconds here before I have to?
You have about 60 right now.
All right, hey, give me a beatbox.
All right, I can do that for you. You ready?
Hey guys, how you do? Only if I can't say hallelujah. And I could trip cause I spit down flip low. Now I'm looking like I gotta be dip low. But I'm not, only if I onslaught. But my lyrically got them things that I got by myself as I cry. Teardrops rolling down my cheek and eye. And I don't even know why what's going on. If I could be that one dude till the break of dawn. But now I flip it cause I spit it when I run around. Looking like a silly dude that don't know how. When and where must he stare cause he's looking growl. Did you know that I'm gonna be sitting here proud? I don't get it gone through with the light time, but now I spit it when I roll cause a dope rhyme. I gotta be the dude that gets flows like Kai. Now I gotta get him down cause I can't try. Yep, I go through you when I spit through you and I do what I do cause I'm ill, that's true. Yeah, but now I'm get gone. I write songs like this.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.
Freaking believable.
Hello. Was that about what? Something? Did I do something wrong? Or was it just because
no,
you're being awesome?
I was okay. It was the intro.
Oh, unfreaking believable. Hey, Trey, I think it's the time for headlines of the week.
Ooh, I think it is too. And why don't I just pop up the overlay and 5, 4, 3, 2, boom. I've got a really cool headline of the week, but do you have one, Jason, or do you want me to go first?
Yes. I lost hundreds of dollars on the horses.
That sucks. I want Dan to go next then.
Oh, man. Headline of the week. I slept for 9 hours for the first time since South By, or like monthly into South By. So finally feeling refreshed, recovered, and feeling good about it. It's a good headline.
That doesn't sound like a bad problem.
It's such a boring person problem. It's like it's an adulting problem.
That's okay. Yeah. So I was a damsel in distress at a giant arena, if
Ooh.
You will. I was a damsel in distress in an arena. So that's my headline. I'll explain it here in a second.
All right.
Or I can do it right now, Jason. Do you
need I can go. Mine's okay. Pretty simple. So as you know, I pick up I am a heavy bettor, so I go to the horse races. No. I was as you know, I actually buy toys. What? So last week I was looking for toys and I found this bin of like horses, but it was not like regular horses, it was like porcelain horses and rubber and plastic horses. And so I posted a few of them. And last night when I was posting, I found these ones. They're from 1976, and they're called Bear Horses. They're literally just like little plastic horses. But okay. Because they were like a thing back in the 70s, they're worth lots of money. And so I put 5 of them up for $50. And I I felt okay about it, but I probably should put it as an auction, but I didn't really, I was just trying to get something posted. I had a really rough day yesterday. It's been a rough week. My kids have been sick and my wife hasn't been home. It's been rough.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And so I went to bed. I woke up and it said, "Hey, your thing was sold." But then I noticed it was sold within 5 minutes of me posting it. And so when I look back at the prices of them, each one of them should have went for $25 each.
Five of them for $50.
At least $25 each. So they should have been. There was one that was like a $50 one, so it should have been about $200. And I sold them for $50. I bought them for $5, so I don't. It's not like I'm freaking out about it.
You didn't lose technically.
But I did. I lost a chance at $200. Well, you know. But I did make $50 in 5 minutes, so that was cool. But yeah, there you go. That's my story.
That's not a bad gig.
No.
So I'll let Dan go last since he was our guest. He is our guest.
He's been fired.
He has been our guest in the past.
You're out of here, Dan.
No. I got to go to Comic-Con this past weekend.
What?
Hey. Not only that, but my girlfriend was also able to come with me.
Oh, they'd be good to have a sweet pan right now. It's doop, doop. Sorry.
I'm not doing that.
I know. But it'd be cool for you. Or if you had a cool picture set, because it'd be a better, smarter move to have a beautiful picture. Oh, bam. All right, there it is. Thank you.
Okay, there we go.
She kind of looked like a
nice.
So... there's a guest in my room. She wanted to see what I actually do behind the scenes, but I won't pan the camera over. Anyway, so I was at Comic-Con. I was actually, oh man, I should have had pictures ready. I'm an idiot.
I mean, I know that every week.
Good job. Thank you. We had pictures taken, and there was a giant basilisk statue that Aaron was in front of, and she was given a wand, and they were directing her on how to, like, you know, hey, make this face, okay, do this pose. And then they directed me for being in front of a giant Rancor. If you're not a Star Wars fan, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. It's a giant monster. In Episode 6, Luke gets, like, basically a truck opens up. He gets inside this pit, and this giant monster, he has to, like, face up against it. And that's basically what I was in the clutches of, and Aaron is pulling me out of the clutches of this Rancor. It is really, really cool. But the Comic-Con was amazing. I mean, it was actually, believe it or not, my first Comic-Con. So I got to experience all of that, and it was also her first Comic-Con. So that was a shared experience, but it was super, super cool because there was a ton of vendors out there, a ton of pop, Funko Pop vendors may or may not have not bought 9 extra Funko Pops, but it's fine. So,
I understand how you feel. I got a fun story about that too.
It was tough, but there's a whole bunch of people dressed up as Mandalorians. There's a whole bunch of people in Star Wars attire. Everything, honestly, a bunch of anime cosplayers. Everything. There was people. There was Steve from Blue's Clues there. There was the voice of SpongeBob there. There was a whole bunch of anime voice actors there. There was comic book illustrators, and then the people that you guys, if you have touched any comics, would know these faces, or their names at least. But it was super cool. I could talk all day about that, but that was my headline of the week.
And was this like a Comic-Con in Lexington?
Lexington, yeah. So it was an hour and some change away from Louisville. So,
oh, cool. Awesome.
Nice. I didn't know there were other Comic-Cons. When I think Comic-Con, I think that huge one in, San Diego, right?
Yeah, that's why I asked. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
It was, so there's the biggest one's in New York, and the second biggest is in San Diego. So, but they have them all over the place, but this was my first one.
Yeah,
they
got
three. I don't know why, but it was, so.
Nice. Did you meet Steve from Blue's Clues?
I didn't, man. It was $60 to just get like a photo op with him.
Yeah, that's how they get paid at those things, dude.
It is. Oh, wow. I mean, it's like cameo. What's cool is I could have gotten a picture with all three of the guys that were on Blue's Clues, but I only cared about Steve.
That's our generation.
So cool. Yeah, it is. It is. Steve was the man. I kind of regret not getting it, but then again, if he comes again, I'll try to get something with him.
The universe is going to put you guys back in touch. It's going to be another point sometime in your life. You're going to say, hey,
we'll just have Steve on the show.
23.
No, yeah. We'll just have Steve on the show, Trey.
That would be a little insane.
Well, all you have to do is ask. I've asked you before. It's your chance to book whoever you want.
This is a side conversation we can have later. But that would be amazing if we had Steve from Blue's Clues on the show.
All you can do is ask. I mean, all you can do is say no. Like all the people that say no.
Is it Raiden?
Yes.
It is. Dan Raiden.
I'm good. Raiden's on the show right now, and we care about Dan. So I want to hear more about your headline of the week before we get into the quiz.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to host a kids Nickelodeon show in the recent past. But can I actually change my headline? Because I forgot.
Sure. Yes, please.
I've got a song coming out next week. So I want to refocus our energy on that, I guess. And it's I kind of beefed that one.
Oh, no. So do you need help with a good – what's your headline has to be sound dope. You can't just be like, I'm going to release a song. The world's greatest song released next week or something like that. Come on, think of something good here.
World's greatest song 25 years in the making to be released on Saturday.
That is pretty good.
Wow.
I'm excited that you're finally promoting my new song, so that's really cool of you.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, man. collab that we didn't know we needed.
Dan Raiden and Scout the Psalmist.
That's it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we gotta get you a feature on the remix then.
Yeah, I've already made myself possible on this. That's hilarious. Done. We can get some beatboxing if you need it. So,
honestly,
I know a guy.
We know a guy. So
cool. Right on.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah. So there's a song called Storyteller. So my mom was kind of going through some old artwork. I guess I'd done long time over the years, and found a couple of kids' drawings that I thought were kind of cool, and decided to put that as the cover art for a song I'd written a long time ago. That's kind of the theme is a rebirth and an intergenerational kind of like passing of the torch. And this is the first song I've put out since 2020, right before the pandemic.
Oh wow!
So kind of coming back, and I'm aiming for re-releasing a song every 1 to 2 weeks. So this will be the first one.
That's awesome, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear it. What was your inspiration?
Inspiration for it. Just growing up, watching things happen from afar, and just a very unique kid's perspective, maybe of somebody that didn't fully understand the world around them at that point. And doing the best to articulate as an adult looking back at that. And that's kind of the inspiration. But it's called Storyteller. I'm releasing it as a double single. So the A side is Storyteller and the B side is Growing Up. It's a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song from his first album.
Wow.
That's awesome, that'll be coming out. Thank you.
So it's on vinyl?
Someday. Someday will be. Yeah, well, that's the funny thing. Like Jason, can talk about. They were talking about this South by a lot with the medium of music changing so much from a physical vinyl copy. Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. It's like what a 43-minute long album. That's because that's all the physical space they could print on an album.
Oh wow!
You literally didn't have any more real estate to put more music on an album at that point. So now you have 30 song albums by Drake or whatever it is, because in the digital world you can go for hours and hours and hours, it doesn't matter, or you can put out a 20-second song. So the world is your oyster.
Well, that's another thing I'd love to talk about too, because maybe here in a second, just about how the fact that like people get paid more per songs made rather than song time, or like the time that the song runs, because they don't get paid per minute or whatever, they get paid per song. And that's why you had all these songs made that were only like 2 minutes, if that, or maybe even like a minute and like 50 seconds or whatever, because people get paid per song. And they changed that because it was I think it was the length of the song at one point in time. I could be wrong. Jason might know more than me, but anyway.
The economics are fascinating because, if everything's economically, financially motivated, you're going to change your rules. You're going to change your approach to it along the way, especially over the course of years.
Right.
Artists are just now getting savvy to how the internet is really changing things. So we can talk for hours about it, but I don't want to take up the entire show about it.
Whoa. No, I mean, that, we can talk more about that here in a second. But yeah. Here right now is one of my personal favorite times of the show. And it is time
for a quiz.
All right, cool. So I actually got a really cool set, a couple questions here. And it is random facts that you didn't know. And I think it's more astonishing facts. So Jason will have his mind blown today. Dan, you should be prepared to have your mind blown today. It is a true or false and some multiple choice. But whoever answers the most correctly at the end of the quiz will win this nice brand new Jaime NFT. I love throwing that up on screen. I'm sorry. It's just the best thing ever.
So wait, remind me, is Jaime a real person?
Yes. Jaime's a real person. This is, I don't know where Jason got this picture from, but he I guess just painted all over it. Jason, if you're talking, you're muted, but just, you probably know that. You're good. Okay, cool. But no, that's, Jason made it and it's a thing. So,
nice.
Hopefully it'll sell for millions of dollars one day. I don't know. But, okay, cool. Jason, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm sorry. I'm busy because my kids are.
Feel free to mute and unmute if you need to.
Well, my daughter has YouTube on, so I kind of have to mute. So,
sure, you're good. Going, so. Dan, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Phenomenal. Question number one, Dan, true or false? Grapes light on fire in the microwave.
Oh, I would love this to be true. I'm going to go true.
Okay. Jason, same question. Grapes light on fire in the microwave.
False.
Okay. It's actually true. Grapes light on fire in the microwave. Back in 2011, a physicist at the University of Sydney went viral after he placed a grape in the microwave and filmed the fiery aftermath. And oddly enough, scientists couldn't explain the phenomenon until quite recently. And I could talk more about that, but we don't have time in the show. Is that not buck wild?
That's amazing. It just reminds me of the people filming their cell phone. Like, they put their cell phone in the microwave and they hit the video. It goes perfectly with the Dumb Ways to Die soundtrack.
Oh, you know,
Ways to Die. Yeah.
What did they think was going to happen?
Apparently, grape does that.
I love the one where they put the microwave in their phone in the microwave, but then they start spinning.
Yeah,
the people looking into
not expecting it.
All right, Jason, that is you're down one, but you can still come back. This is just the beginning of the quiz, and you get the next pop at the question.
Yes, so let's do this.
Number two, McDonald's once created a bubblegum flavored broccoli. True or false?
False.
Okay. Dan, same question. McDonald's once created a bubblegum flavored broccoli. True or false?
True. I think that was a big part of the Mighty Kids meal.
It's true. McDonald's is always introducing new items for their loyal customers, and obviously some are more successful than others, but their bubblegum flavored broccoli, which the fast food chain developed in 2014 as a tastier version of the leafy green for children, was a complete failure. This is an actual thing, and I don't remember that ever being a thing. Must have been,
I mean,
out west. I don't know.
I don't remember that, but I kind of knew it was going to be true, but I didn't want to believe it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that is
what I get.
Dan's two for two right now.
Yeah. But could you blow bubbles with that broccoli?
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
I hope not, because that's disgusting.
Green,
my kids love
gritty bubblegum. Gross.
Grossness.
I'm assuming they spritz the flavor onto the broccoli. Anyway, let's move on. That's disgusting.
Also, is the broccoli pink? Sorry, I'm done.
I don't know, but I'm going to look it up after the show. Or you can right now if you want. All right, yeah. Dan gets the next crack at the question first. The average mammal takes 15 seconds to empty its bladder. True or false?
True.
Okay.
False.
Truly
false. You want to
change your answer?
Okay. Don't change my answer. I mean, thinking about myself, I take at least, 100 plus seconds. So that's got to be.
You might need to get that looked at.
The days you have a lot of coffee.
You may or may not have
you're in there for a minute.
I'm not a doctor, but that sounds like something's wrong. Jason, same question. Hold on, I gotta. Where's it at now? There it is. Okay. The average mammal takes 15 seconds to empty its bladder. True or false?
I take that long. 15 minutes. Yes, true.
15 seconds.
Oh, 15 minutes. Sorry. Just too much information just happened right there.
Again, you guys might have a UTI. I don't know what's going on. That sounds bad, but you might want to get that checked out. Jason, what's your answer?
Make an appointment.
True.
So here's the thing. Close but no cigar, they take 21 seconds. So Dan's blowing it out of the water. Jason, get your stuff together.
I'm sorry. I'm so not focused on the knee of this right now.
I know.
So
it's okay. It's fine.
Sitting here with outliers.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Moving right along. Jason, chewing gum is banned in Singapore. True or false?
It has to be true because there has a picture of Trey chewing gum with a big slash on his face.
Okay. Dan, same question.
Guess it's true. Singapore has pristine sidewalks.
Wow, that's a great.
Have you bust? Have you bust in their sidewalks before, Dan?
Not yet, Jason.
Oh, okay, cool. I was the way you said that. It's like you were there last week, busking.
He may or may not have been to Singapore with their.
I've heard it's a clean place, and a lot of that can't be because there's not gum to step in. It's not New York, you know.
So here's the thing: chewing gum is banned in Singapore. You're both correct, along with having laws against spitting and urinating anywhere but in a toilet, which you're then legally obligated to flush if it's in a public washroom. Singapore has also banned chewing gum in an effort to keep the city clean and orderly. So, fun fact of the day, didn't know that. That sucks because I love chewing gum, and so I just can't chew gum in Singapore. I guess there's a fine. It's not worth it, whatever the fine is, unless it's a dollar, because then I'll chew gum all day long.
We could do a live show there and do a bit there, Trey, and then have the fine ready.
Two white
pay.
Guys getting banned from Singapore.
Let's see if we can do it.
Well, it's like somebody comes up to you on the street and says, "Hey, where'd you get that gum?
Oh,
you want some gum like with a trench coat?" And it's like they have a bunch of watches, and then
I got Juicy Fruit, packs of Orbit, Big Red, and I got Minty Green.
I got some of that Juicy Fruit for you.
All right, sweet. So this comes to the last question. I want to move on so we can talk to Dan more about South by Southwest. This is the coup de grace, the final question, winner takes all. Are you ready?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Jason, the average U.S. household has how many things is it? The average U.S. household has how many things is it in it? Gosh, I can't speak English. Is it A, 150,000 things? Is it B, 250,000 things? C, 300,000? Or D, 450,000? So 150, 250, 300, or 450? A, B, C, or D?
B.
250,000? Okay.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Gonna say C. Also, what constitutes a thing? Like, is it like, you know, a pack of gum? Is that a thing?
Yes. Like, things as in belongings.
A cup? Okay.
Things as in belongings. So here's the thing. Talking about things. Dan, correct. You got the correct answer. Congratulations. You win the quiz. So the craziest fact today is whether you've been inspired by Marie Kondo or not, you probably still have close to 250,000 items in your home. One report found that the average U.S. house has around 300,000 things in it. Yeah, we like stuff.
Include lots like batteries and things?
Everything.
Like strands clothing, of carpet?
Hats, Funko Pop vinyls, clothing, freaking lip
gloss. Are you judging my hats? Are you judging all my hats right now?
I have just as much as you do. They're just not hanging up on my wall.
Dan, do you even wear a hat?
I wear hats all the time, man.
Okay. You have
300,000 right there.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Dan, congratulations. You win the quiz. You get this nice. Little complimentary Jaime NFT that we will send your way sometime soon. But let's get on with it.
Thank you,
guys. Jason, Why is Dan on the show today?
Well, when I asked Dan what we could do for a better year, he didn't answer it because I didn't ask him. But this week is a little different. We're going to actually talk about South by Southwest and all the crazy things that happened to Dan, happened to me, happened to Trey, even though he wasn't there because obviously he's not as cool as us. So when I asked Dan what we could do for a better year, he said South by Southwest aftermath. I don't know what he was meaning by that, but that's what he said. That's what I'm going to say anyways. So why are we talking about South by Southwest, Dan?
It's South by Aftermath is the gift that keeps on giving, Jason.
For real.
I don't know. You were there as well. I guess we failed to run into each other for that entire 2 weeks that we were both there.
I lived at the Artist Lounge and never saw you once.
I was literally there like for 5 minutes, like the first day. I kind of like walked in, did a quick lap. I'm like, all right, I'm not drinking any of these White Claws right now.
Oh, nobody drank those White Claws, bro.
Really?
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, I'll tell you that story. That's a fun story. Anyways.
Ooh, I think you got better stories than I did this year.
Yeah, you're fine. Well, they made it where, like, normally they would have a bar where you could, like, use you got two free drinks every day. And you could use that to buy you just get a drink that you wanted. But this year their sponsor was White Claw and C4. And so you had an option to either spend your two things on C4 or a White Claw. Then that's all you can use it on. C4 is like an energy drink. And so you had to like use your alcohol thing to get an energy drink. And they were not going to put alcohol in it. They just get the energy drink. It was very silly.
I didn't think it was an energy drink. I thought it was pre-workout. So it gets your heart going. So I thought it was an energy drink once, like the first time I ever had it. And I got through about 25% of it, and my heart's like about to come out of my chest right now. It's like when Mickey Mouse falls in love, like just, you know, beating out of his chest. Yeah, and they're giving these things out like on the street constantly for South by, and I guess Jason was going hard on them all week.
But yeah, but you didn't get them free at the Artist Lounge. You had to pay for them
for the low price of one artist ticket,
which is crazy. Well, beverage. Your choice was either C4 or White Claw, so I would have chose C4 every time. No offense to the normally the Artist Lounge is pretty dope. You get like free drinks and things, but not so much this year.
I tried to get a water. True story. And they wouldn't take my ticket for a water. They said I'd pay $10 for it.
Yeah, they
that makes up $7 for a water at the hotel.
Yeah, that was how they set it up. Like
that is highway robbery.
It was such a terrible thing. So what you had to do is bring your water bottle, and they had a fill up station right before the thing. But they didn't do that for like the first 3 days until enough people complained. It was such a bad situation because before, like in 2019. When we went there, you had like Waterloo was one of the sponsors. So you got all the free Waterloos you wanted. And if you got drinks, you got two of any drink that you wanted, any alcoholic drink. So people were always just drinking all kinds of good stuff. And they really dropped the ball. They also didn't have any good gifts whatsoever. The coolest thing they had there this year was hot sauce compared to the years before, where I got a microphone and I got like a backpack. And all this cool stuff this year, it was like, here's some hot sauce.
It was sriracha, wasn't it? Because there was a cayenne pepper or a chili pepper shortage. And so they gave you free sriracha.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
What was the hot sauce?
It was like, it was like Pandora hot sauce. Yeah.
So it was blue? Are we talking about Avatar Pandora?
Like Pandora, the music company.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Why in the world would they make a hot sauce?
They have this thing called Amp, which is like a back artist thing, and they do stuff. So
I'm low key messing with Jason, but I also want to know the answer. So you can mute your mic now, Jason. Cool, Dan. Man, go ahead.
I was laughing with you. That was I didn't get any hot sauce, but Jason's He's making it sound like Firefest over here. Like he's like, we were promised all these amazing things and celebrity sightings, and all I got was this stupid hot sauce. All I got was this dumb T-shirt. There were definitely a little light on the giveaways, but I think that's just South by in general. Like in years past, we've been spoiled because every year these companies are just writing blank checks and they're throwing all this money into events and promotions and whatever, and you literally walk down the street and you give somebody your email address. And then you get into this house where there's movies playing, or there's like a panel speaking, and there's a completely open bar, and everything's catered, and then they're giving away hats and t-shirts and you know, discount codes for whatever they're trying to peddle. But this year was definitely like, we're seeing the results of the pandemic still. I think we're seeing just general economic scaling back. So I understand like why a lot of people, one, weren't traveling to Austin physically, but second, companies are not spending what they have in the past. But South by again did a really good job of just managing that scale of that many people descending onto the city, in any case. But you know, we're hopefully next year it's gonna go back up. Apparently this was a big step up from last year, which was the first time they were back in person after the pandemic. Yeah, it was definitely a different experience from, like Jason was saying, from years past. My first South by is 2016. We played a couple of official showcases, and back then I don't think there were drink tickets at all. they literally just had like tubs of like, there was like a curtain, and they call that the artist lounge. You go into this curtain and they're just like a bunch of people hanging out, just grabbing drinks out of these huge tubs. And that was what people did. They were there to party for the entire week.
Oh, wow. And
we took advantage of that. But, you know, this is actually my first sober South by, which was pretty wild in itself. Yeah. So anyway, South by was a different experience this year. Nonetheless, really fruitful. Yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome. What was your favorite performance? Because you performed like 11 times. Is that correct?
13, I think, throughout the week.
So out of all those, out of those 13, what was your favorite one?
Oh, man. There were so many like amazing moments like within each one. I think my favorite one was the second Saturday. There was we were playing at Central Presbyterian Church. I was playing cello, and there was a band called House Keys. There was a girl named Tiffany who came down from Fort Worth to play the showcase, and it was sponsored by a company called Plant Wave. And basically they made this little apparatus where it's like an alligator clip that clips onto a leaf of a plant, and it uses electromagnetic waves or currents, whatever.
I've heard about this.
And it puts out a MIDI signal, and then you use that to actually play. Like the plant is giving you waves energy to make it musical. Yeah.
That's the only reason why I would have houseplants, is to literally plug them up to make synth. Like,
you would love this thing. You would love it.
It's so cool.
And it's mobile. It's got a little phone app to it. So basically we played with the plant that Tiffany named Neville. So Neville the plant sat with us on the stage. Massive, big, beautiful acoustics in this church right downtown Austin. And we opened for two really big artists who are two of the biggest artists in the ambient music scene in the world, which is wild. So we just had this completely packed house for people there to see them. They happened to come early to see us, which was awesome. Tiffany was great. Neville the Plant was great. We got a couple good videos and, man, some really, really nice photos as well. But just the energy was like, I think every, like 90% of the people there were on shrooms. Just a different experience.
Speaking of plants,
it was a very unique experience. Definitely would do it again. But just something I never thought I'd physically find myself in that scenario, let alone performing during it, you know? So, it was great. Great time.
That's super cool, man. Is she TikTok famous?
Not yet.
She did. Okay. She does have on her Instagram, she does have her actually showing off Neville, on her Instagram. So
it's pretty cool. So check out, you know, it's called House Keys.
Okay, maybe I have seen her on Instagram. It wasn't TikTok, it was Instagram. Everything blends sometimes, man.
To be honest, it's the same thing. What you're seeing on Instagram happened on TikTok 3 weeks ago. So
okay,
it's all the same stuff.
Whatever, that's so Dan. Sick, man. Whatever, Dan.
I would love to see that live. That'd be so cool.
You know what? I was this close to going to that show. That was the only one. I missed your Monday one, and I was like, I'm going to do Saturday. And yeah, my body was like, nah, you're not doing any. Was that the rain day? Was Saturday the rain day, or was it Friday?
Which one? That rained?
What was the day that was the crazy rain?
Friday. It was Thursday night into Thursday Friday night. Morning.
Oh, yeah. Because we had our show Thursday. So that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Which, you know, dampened things a little bit. There was like a day of showcases that they actually had to like call off and postpone because things were happening outside that week.
Yeah, our showcase actually was outside, and they moved us inside to the radio stage where y'all were.
Sick.
And so it was weird because it was set up for like the radio stage and not for kids. And so it was just like, it was very weird. We had like a bunch of really cool bands there. But it was just weird at first because the kids were in the back. And so I literally was like, you know, I was there as an artist, but I really was front of the house, making sure things work. Like I had to get water and stuff set up. And so what I did is they have those tables set up where you can like sit down and watch the people perform. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is as people would leave, I would just run, take their table and push it to the front. So I could slowly make a little baby mosh pit. But I finally got it and it happened and ended up being a pretty awesome show. But after that, see, the other issue with that is I decided to wear a brand new pair of Air Force Ones, low tops. And so if you know, you know. And that was like 12 hours of walking around in those. And so many whelps on my feet. So many whelps.
It sucks because those shoes aren't really even comfortable.
They're not comfortable at all.
At all.
Like, they look so dope, though. They were acid tone jeans. The ones I have. They're cool. Do you want me to get them?
Like jean fabric?
Do you want me to get it real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier to...
They were made for like modeling and for collecting. You know, it's not it's not streetwear. It's not like something you're gonna wear on the court.
Yeah, it's, Air Force Ones, like, dude.
Look, even don't touch.
Even the ones that are high tops, those aren't comfortable. Like they just aren't. Sure, they have arch support. Those inserts suck. Like, and then also you're trying not to crease them. I'm not gonna play basketball in them. They're freaking leather shoes. Most of them are. Some are suede. Some are, you know, whatever.
Dude, I've seen some people like dunk wearing Tim's, like the most like bare feet, like sandals. You know, it's
how that'd be so uncomfortable because you don't wear Tim's tight.
No, but you're succeeding despite the footwear, not because of, you know, if you got PF Flyers, different ballgame.
Of course. I mean, hello, those are the original book, like right. Converse and PF Flyers, right?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll see it.
Oh, that's sick.
That looked nice.
They didn't look like they... I mean, did you just get them recently?
Yeah.
Let's see the treads.
Well, no, so they're new to me.
Oh, gosh, they're secondhand. You have cut out.
These are like $300 shoes, and I've only worn them once. I did not buy them for $300. I got them handed to me because I have awesome friends. These were like... These are 2017, I think. Limited edition. They actually have a little jean button here, and I have a few dope pairs of shoes that he gave me, and so that was pretty cool.
I would love to get some custom Air Force Ones that like I wear or don't on very special occasions. Like I don't even know what I'd put on them. Honestly, probably be Punisher Air Force Ones. That'd be the sickest thing ever.
Yeah, Jason. What was the rest of the ensemble? So you got that on your feet. Like, what's the upper look like? What does it pair with?
Jason, walk the cat walk.
Well, I think I think it's easier for me just to pull up the Instagram photos. Probably. I want to say, was I wearing this shirt? I don't know if I was. No. This wouldn't have matched.
Totoro X Godzilla.
Oh yes. One of the other things is that. Shirt. What happened was the first day
he didn't think of me. I would have totally paid for it. It's fine.
Well, listen, the first day my shirt was rubbing up my belly. And so my belly was just hanging out at South by. And I was like, this is terrible. And so I actually went and bought a $38 South by Southwest shirt, which is dope. It's like a jackalope. It was great. But then as I was walking through the exhibition area, there was a random, a random t-shirt building that was just like all Japanese and Nintendo stuff. They were supposed to be on a gaming thing. Like there was supposed to be a gaming one, but they didn't have it. Those guys still got there, which I was appreciative of. And so the first day I like bought like two shirts. I bought this shirt and a Samurai Champloo shirt for $35, which is way cheaper than my Jackalope shirt.
And then I'm going to stop and tell you the Samurai Champloo shirt story real quick. This is the story I was hyping y'all up about. So I get that shirt, and the next day I go, and I am in the line of... the artist lounge. And one of this girl's like, "Hey man, that shirt's amazing. Where'd you get it?" And I was like, "Oh, it went over here." And she's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" I'm like, "A rapper. I have a podcast." And she goes, "Yeah, I'm a manager of this Tyler guy." And I didn't hear the name. I was very tired. I stayed up till like 4 a.m. the night before. And so I'm like, she's like, "Tyler something?" And I'm like, "Cool, cool." And she's like, "Oh yeah, he's a rapper and he has his own podcast too. And you know, he's performing at the Belmont tonight at 12 and you should come with us." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm really tired. I'm going to go home and go to sleep." So then we leave. I talk to her for a little bit longer, and then I move out and I sit down and enjoy my drink or my food or whatever. And I was like, "I wonder who this Tyler is. I'll go check out his stuff." And so I go and I look, and at 12 o'clock at the Belmont was Talib Kweli. Who Trey might not know, but he was he's a member of Black Star, and he's like this giant rapper. He has his own podcast where he has like 150,000 downloads every week. Trey,
big name.
He's a giant name, and I swatted off his manager like I'm better than him.
What's his last name?
Talib Kweli.
Talib.
T-A-L-I-B. Yeah, you can just put that and you'll find it. just put Black Star. And then look at the members of Black Star and you'll find Tyler Qualley's spelling. But anyway, I felt pretty dumb in that situation. And then I went back and I bought some more shirts. Got a Metroid Prime shirt and a... that's what I wore. I got this really dope Donkey Kong versus a Bowser, and it's like, but it's in a Japanese thing, and it's called Attack of the Kaiju. And I wore that shirt with some matching outfits, and then the shoes. So I can pull up the Instagram, but that's what I did. Trey, did you figure it out?
Yeah, I saw him. He's pretty sick.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "See, if you had a Fools for You shirt, you could have promoted the show, Jason." Olaf's popping in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't. I think you realized I was promoting the heck out of the show while we had Olaf last week. Everybody was coming up during the show like, hey, what's up, bud? What are you doing? And I'm just sitting there like, Dan, it looked hilarious because I'm just sitting there talking to myself with a laptop in the artist lounge just by myself making jokes and all these people are passing me like, what is wrong with this guy?
You just like wave people over and say, "Hey, what do you think of my shirt?"
Well, I like put it on the big screen. So then people started coming, looking at my laptop screen, realizing that I was doing a live show, and it was very funny. But it was really fun. Were you able to go to any classes?
Yeah, I went to a ton, actually.
Oh, please tell me.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of stuff on, like, music business, you know? So it was how to release a record, like kind of like Trey, like we were talking about earlier. Right. There's a guy named Ari Herstand who I've kind of been following for a couple of years. I bought his book on a music business for artists kind of series. He's got a podcast. He's got a really big specifically like artist community and like artist manager following, but he did this big spiel toward the end of the week. I saw it on a panel where I don't know if you guys know Blast, the rapper.
No. I was at that one. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. All
right, so you were there for that. It was Blast. He's this guy from Atlanta. It was him, his manager, and his lawyer, I believe. And the three of them basically went into this series of business ventures together. But they were just kind of talking about the process and how they're basically running their organization like a legit like business company, right? So there's definitely the music as a component of that, but then they're spinning it off into brand deals and to trying to remember.
Later that night, I was walking back from the artist lounge and I bumped into these two dudes working on videos and they're like, "Dude, stop working." And they're like, no, dude, we got to finish it. And I'm like, they're like, have you seen the shows? Have you seen classes? I'm like, yeah, I went to the Blast one. He's like, oh, you know where they talked about Rec Philly? That's us. And I was like, oh, so cool. They're nice. They're the new business that they're working on with Blast. So
that's awesome. So yeah, it's just one thing after another kind of spinning out, but they did a session on it. And I went up and talked to Blast for a hot second. I'm trying to, you know, give him some cello for a future track if we can make that happen, which would be cool. But yeah, there were trying to think of some other ones. There was another one about sync licensing. So basically, once you're an artist, what are the different ways you can get your music into TV, movies, podcasts, internet gaming, whatever it is, and how do you monetize that also? So there were a lot of just really good resources for artists, because again, the whole thing is trying to do what you're doing and do it better, do it more efficiently, and getting out and meeting other people that are kind of in the same boat or willing to, you know, kind of give you some advice along the way. Because all those people that were seen on those stages were sitting in the audience at one point. They're sitting in those same chairs. But with, you know, doing the right things, being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, they're now the ones giving the presentation. And I would like that to be, you know, us one day, someday in the future.
So. Well, and the cool part was, like, the Rec Philly guys, they actually said that they had been featured artists at things before they ever started their business. And it was, they're starting their business and they're working with them. And Trey, Rec Philly is this really cool recording studio in Philly. And they're working on national release. So it'll go to different, like, there'll be a Rec Austin, Rec Dallas, and it's like a full recording studio, all kinds of cool stuff. But it was just cool, as you were saying, like, these people, and this is smart for you, is to just go to these classes and learn as much as you can. So were those your favorite classes, or was there, what was the close class that impacted you the most?
Those were definitely a couple of my favorites. I think the one that was most impactful, there was a panel that happened at the Dolby House. I don't know if you made it down there. Dolby, like the sound company, you know, they do Dolby Atmos and speakers and everything. They had a pretty big presence this year again at South By, but they hosted a panel and there were people from Genius. There were people from, you know, different management companies, and primarily they were Atlanta kind of like centric. And the overarching theme, I think my big takeaway was one, how much of a like hidden hotspot of music and culture Atlanta is. Clearly I don't know anything about Atlanta, and it made me kind of realize, like, I want to get to know some other artists from there. I want to maybe go experience Atlanta, go see some shows there, whatever. But also, like, how community based it is. It's looking out for each other. It's getting to know your neighbors. It's co-creating art. It's promoting your friends' art. And that was just something that I think a lot of artists kind of get away from, because we're usually creating in our cocoons or our bubbles or our studios. And a lot of the time we don't come out of that until we finish our art, rather than really coming up together in a circle and making it a collective. So that was a just really good takeaway. And there were a lot of nuggets of wisdom from that panel, which was awesome.
Dude, I really appreciate that, because I feel like as artists, like, there's so many people that, like you said, just want to stay in their own bubble or just promote themselves. And I get that, especially if you've come from nothing or if you don't have roots, you're in a famous family or something like that. But I feel like we need to look out for everybody and look out for each other, especially because, like, the people who don't have funding or the people who are just have been doing it forever and just can't get off the ground or whatever. There we go. These pointing right here. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this and this. It's so hard because it's opposite. It's me and Jason.
You're mirrored.
This way. Jeez. Yeah. Anyway, but no, I feel like we really need to, like, help out wherever we can, because, like, workshops like that, I feel would push people towards where they need to be. And if not, then they figure out that they don't want to be in a part of it anymore. And that kind of just helps them push them towards where they want to actually go.
Yeah, it's really helpful, because you get best practices, you get the perspectives of other people. You have way more fun doing it. It's a lot more fulfilling.
Right.
I love collaborating. It's totally a win-win. And, like, we too often we look at the Grammys, we look at the AMAs or whatever it is, and we see music in a lot of the arts as being a competition. And it's not a competition. Like, I freaking hate Battle of the Bands for that reason. It's because you pit each other against and you have a pecking order and a ranking rather than recognizing these people are doing amazing work. And leave it at that. Like say, like, thank you for your contributions. Keep doing what you're doing. Help out other people do the same thing, get to your level, and inspire other people. Thank you. And instead, we have to, like, award a first place, second place, third place. You're the best. You're not as good, you know? And it because of the superlative kind of process. But, yeah, man, it made me, like, really rethink a lot of the way I'm going about things. And I don't think a lot of artists think of it as being a me versus them thing. I think they just get so sucked into their world that they forget other things exist. And I don't think there's any kind of ill intent, but it makes you, again, shift your perspective and become reaware. There's a lot of the same people that are doing the same things that you're doing. And it'd be helpful for you guys to work together. So,
yeah.
And that same, well, thank you for having me on the podcast. It's fun to be with you guys. And
yeah,
of course, man.
Yeah, so cool. The craziest part about that is, like, you got to do all those things, and you're going to have to put in your plug and this at the same time. But did South by South work out for you? Did something amazing happen? Did you get a record deal or any awesome things? What was the most exciting thing that happened to you as an artist at South by? I said mine was rejecting an idol of somebody I idolized my life. And what was the biggest thing? And then tell us your and then it's time for you to peddle your wares.
Yeah. I think the coolest thing, I guess those couple moments, one, meeting Blast, but second, I met another very prominent Pittsburgher, a guy, kind of around my same age who went to the University of Pittsburgh the same time I did, who is a good friend and mentor and business partner to Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa. And it turns out we have a whole bunch of mutual friends. And I talked to him after one of his panels because he was speaking. He likewise is split in time between LA, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta. Again, because the rap scene, but it's really cool to have those, like, serendipitous moments where he shouts out Pittsburgh on stage, and I just went up and talked to him. I was like, "Hey, like, I'm from Pittsburgh too," and you just instantly had that thing in common, and it was just funny to make those kind of connections because it just shifted the energy for the entire room. But I guess the big takeaway was staying on the right path of, like, having it was more of a mindset than anything monumental. Didn't get a record deal, didn't meet anybody that wanted to manage me, didn't meet, you know, my future PR person or somebody that said they wanted to make my next record, which is totally fine. But I felt so empowered walking out of there saying, I'm on the right path, I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing. Double down on that. And here's some, like, tactical things you can take away from. But I'm really excited that I've made the decisions, and then this was just reaffirmed in the mindset, and that I can be doing the things that I'm doing today independently until I get to a level where I need, it's like getting a Series A or like a, you know, round of funding for a startup. When you have a level of success, then you got a fire burning, and then you have somebody come in and throw gas in the fire. And that's where I'm trying to get to. But it was really rewarding to walk away from that and saying, keep going. Keep plugging away. So
what's your plug?
My plug, Storyteller and Grown Up come out on Saturday, April 1st. You can actually check out the track right now if you sign up for my mailing list at danbradenmusic.com. I'll email you a link to listen to the track right now, but it's going to hit all the Spotify, Apple Music's, Lime Wires of the world, you know, what Napster, your music on. Yeah. It's going live on there. Yeah.
Snapchat, she went to a class. Cupid, I went Mingle, to a class. Christian Mingle. I went to a class by the dude. By the dude that does that's the CEO of the Napster now, and they were talking about the idea of what concerts in the metaverse are going to look like, and he's really excited about all of that. And so it was him, and it was also the guy that does a bunch of stuff for a really famous rapper, and they were just talking about those two things. Oh, Joyner Lucas. And but there you go. If you're looking for Dan's website, I put it up there for you. You can press the button and it'll take you to the place you need to go. I don't know why I did the press conference one, but, you know, whatever. Press references, it's one of the, I guess, because I'm press. I don't know. But thank you so much, Dan, for being on the show. You'll probably be on again. I just really appreciate you getting to talk South by. I could talk about it. I'll tell you all of my fun stuff next week, guys. Next week's gonna be super packed. We have an amazing guest, which I'm really excited about. He just finished PAX, And so that's fun. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I think it's time, Trey.
Dope, sick, nasty. All right, Jason. Well, we got a couple of things already for you. We've got Godzilla, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Little Shops of Horrors, and Purple Rain. Again, CJ with the over-flooded message. So, CJ, if you're still here, could you please put all those in separate messages? And
well, if you read it, he said he had to go. So he was just kind of saying it now, so because he's not here anymore.
Well, he didn't technically say that, but
that's what he was trying to do.
Might not be here.
That's what he was trying to do.
So I'm going to throw it up for Jason. But without further ado, let's get it.
Dan, is there anything you want me to add?
Nah. Trey, Jason, thanks for having me on, man. Guys, right. Appreciate it.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Sound Effects, Dan Raiden, and Scout the Psalmist on the mic. Let's get it!
I am going. Hey, guys, do you know that I'm a rapper? I do what I was doing, and I still got a catcher on my little people in the place to be. It's like I gotta do things that I'm waiting for me. It's like Godzilla chasing after me because I got some cheese, and he's looking at me silly because I'm. As I die, I don't even know what I gotta do. Try if you still can't flow. Oh! Yeah, I'm Robin Hood, bro. I steal from the rich and give to the poor. I'm not afraid to go, only if I know what I know. Did you really do what I do? Like a photo. And yes, that was me telling the manager, Talib Kweli, that I don't know him and he doesn't know me because I'm better than him. Yes, I'm crazy. I went and cried that day. Oh, and now I talk about Men in Tights. I know. I'm sorry. I messed up on the mic and that movie's dope, only if I still can't go. I like Mel Brooks. He's like, oh, I know. Here we go again. Now I got to flow back. It's like a little shop of horrors. I gotta attack that. Did you know I never get it though with the purple rain? That's our favorite color if we never go insane. Hey, what am I doing with some electrified shrooms? Looking like a killer popper. Oh no, I say killer tomato like I never make it because I say hello, yo. If you never get me because I'm ChatGPT waiting for my brothers and they're waiting for me. And only if I get it because my son's like, he, I need some more sweets, dad. And I'm like, yes, sirree, because I don't need you to talk on the podcast. So he's ate like 55 ice creams that. And if I never see it back, Dak, I know I'm failing as a dad today. And I don't even go, oh, it's like stealing all my horses away. Sometimes I got some word to say. And hey, I don't even know what I gotta do. If I'm like sitting back, I'm saying that it is cool. Oh, and Dan's having a great day playing that cello. I know he's getting on the blast track anyway. And hey, he could do it all times. I could sit on mine to find the rhyme. I'm gonna do it ill because I know it's so real. And chill. Only if I can't break it ill, cause Chili, that's the wrong guy name. I meant Trey having a great day, and I don't even know the words that I say. Only if I be his girlfriend sitting right beside him crazy. I got my girlfriend too, no, that's my daughter. I don't even know what I'm doing, I got a daughter. But she got the YouTube on, it's pretty loud. I knew that I could make it cause I'm feeling it now. I know that's silly, she's my little girl. I think she's amazing cause I'm still in the world. I know I messed up, but Trey, you're my boyfriend. I know sometimes I never break back in the hand. You're my favorite boyfriend. I know sometimes only if I can't break it out. I had to make it worse. Only if I can make it better. And on 5, 4, 3, 2, done.
Woo! Jason was throwing those words around. I'm like, cut it out. Dude, when you like lost breath, started coughing, whatever, I had to stop for a second.
Oh no, it's fair. I don't know what happened there. I just kind of I'm like 8 feet in the air at the moment, and so it's like my feet are dangling. It's like controlling, like, see how if I even move it moves the camera.
You're shaking the whole table.
Yeah, that's how I roll. I'm Godzilla up in this mix.
Dan, you've been an amazing guest, man. Thank you so much for being on the show, bro. I always love having you on the show. You always have a ton of stuff to talk about.
That guy's me. I appreciate it.
Well, I said, so when he says that he slept for 9 hours, you should understand that you don't get to sleep during sci-fi. Like, I took my kids, and they didn't let me sleep. I came home, like, at midnight, and then they made me stay up till 4. And I'm like, I'm not even going to party. I'm just, like, they just want to hang out with dad. But it's, I don't know how that has anything to do with sci-fi. I'm lost.
You're saying no sleep. There was going to be a melatonin on the street.
Last oh,
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. But thank you so much, guys, for love to the show. We'll have an amazing show next week, which I'm excited about. It's going to be really fun. I'm trying to get it. Well, Patrick Hickey Jr. from from Legacy Comics, they have a new game out. They have so much stuff. He has a bunch of books that he's written about gaming, and I'm really excited to have him on the show next week. So please, next week, come and watch us. We'll be at hopefully at the regular time at 5 p.m. CST. We did a special time for Dan because we love Dan. If you want to be on the show, hit us up. Let Trey know. He's our new booking agent, so he'll get us all these amazing guests.
I get paid for this now.
Hey, you know what? We should just hire your girlfriend to be our booking agent. I bet she'd be able to get better people than I can.
That's how it works now.
Yeah, yeah. Get the. My wife is not in our field. We can't afford my wife, so she's.
This is no shade at Dan because he's an amazing guest.
Oh yes, but that was all luck. I only met Dan luckily. It's not like it worked out, but I just got lucky.
We're not upset about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's awesome.
Were those pliers?
Yes.
Are flyers.
I'm sitting in the back. I'm sitting as I'm sitting on my computer. My son's like, "It won't cut the wire, Dad." And he's trying to cut this wire. I'm like,
no!
"Stop!"
No.
So when I was rebuilding the desk, so I left my toolbox open, which means my 2-year-old then will spread all the tools throughout the room. It's been a really long week, guys. I'm excited.
Really long week.
I'm excited about this beginning of this new week.
All right, Jason, let's close out the show. I know Dan's got to go. I didn't mean to make it rhyme, but let's get this
party started. All right, Dan, you're going to be Trey's counselor. All you're going to do is ask him three questions. You can do this. We'll help together. Now,
you
this
got
time,
this. Got this,
it's not asking Trey three questions.
Jason, why don't you and Dan...
Okay, so Dan, I'm going to ask a question and you can add on. Yeah, here we go. Hey, Trey, welcome to this joint session. I brought my mentor, Dan Raiden, here just to supervise and make sure that I'm doing a good job. He might add in questions. Don't stress about him being here. Yes, he's highly rewarded.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm okay.
It's fine. And so, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Trey, and you did this to yourself. Do you think that you're ready to have a girlfriend after the whole Jell-O situation?
You know, I feel like we shouldn't bring this up on the podcast because the Jell-O situation or the Jell-O catastrophe of 2020 was a little bit more than what's allowed for a podcast. So I feel like we should move past that, and I feel like, yes, I still deserve a girlfriend after that Jell-O fiasco.
Same question to your girlfriend.
She's not coming on the mic.
Great job, Dan.
Great job. That was great.
So
are you being serious?
No.
Ask, get her
no comment. Ask her. You can ask her from. She doesn't have to say it. Ask her if she thinks that you're ready for a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you think that I am ready for a girlfriend
after the Jell-O catastrophe of 2020?
Yes.
See, she's actually in the room.
It's not a robot.
And she says yes.
It's not an AI girlfriend.
It's not AI, and it does not
sound like my AI Alice.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Whoa.
Please stop that.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
All right.
That's nuts.
Now that we realize that you are suitable for a girlfriend, even after that amazing situation, my real question here is, do you think that your love for Godzilla is going to ruin your relationship? I mean, the real love you have. I'm not talking about liking shirts.
Look, man. I, again,
does she know? Does she know?
I don't, I don't think Aaron knows about my love for Godzilla. Will it get in the way or make our relationship weird? It might make it weird, but I don't know if it'll ruin our relationship. I mean, she could learn to love Godzilla too. There's enough of him to go around. He's Godzilla.
Dan, do you have a follow-up?
She's over here like...
Does your girlfriend know that you nicknamed part of you Godzilla?
No, stop! Stop!
That's the end of the show! That's the end of the show! That's it!
He was talking about your hand, Trey! Godzilla hand! Gosh! Man, Trey! You terrible mind!
No, but I will gladly tell her after the sh-
Wait, no! Don't! We know!
Godzilla's terrifying.
Thank you so much, guys, for
Take care of that beat, guys.
Great job, Dan. That was amazing. That was 100% more awesome than your last time. You really redeemed yourself and destroyed Trey, and it made me so happy.
Had some help from another health therapist. So
thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. Thank you so much, Dan. We'll gladly have you again. Thank you, Trey, for being here. Make sure you come back next week. Listen to the show live. It's 5 p.m. CST on Twitch, YouTube, and on Facebook at Flows, the number 4, the letter U. And if you're looking for the podcast anywhere else that podcasts are, it's at Flows for You. Please like and subscribe. We need your help. If you're still watching this show for some reason right now, please share it to the people that you love. And then press the love button and just say, we think this is great. Trey, anything else before I close?
We want to see you on the show, so feel free to hit me up. You can reach out to me on Facebook. You can reach out to me. If you know me personally, feel free to call me up or send me a text. We'd love to have you on the show. We talk about a little bit of everything. We talk, and there's not really a whole lot we don't talk about. So if you want a platform, here it is.
We want to give it to you.
We want to give it to you. So that's pretty much it.
Have a great night. And Trey?
Yes. Now remember, guys. Flows for you. Flows for you.
It's what we do
this
now.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
Oh, Jesus. This Jason is what we Riley. Do now. This is what we do.
We love you guys. See you, Dan. Thank you so much for being on the show, bro.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say.